following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Hey, Golic, we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was enjoying one of these new Marie Callender's sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches.
Where'd you get that?
And this cheddar biscuit.
So there was just one?
So warm and flaky.
You ate mine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, Marie is giving away 1 million sandwiches for free. Just look for a coupon and select Marie Callender's dinners.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends January 7th, 2014. See official rules to win at MarieCallendersMeals.com/1 million. Sponsored by Connect.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Today on the program, we've got old audio tape of future and former and ex-guests and co-hosts that will be airing throughout the day. Damon Day is my co-host. We will have our normal Tuesday with Daryl Morris from UNK and Tony Harper from Hastings College. But folks, again, we are here. Yesterday, a little time for you to vent or to comment of the first loss, UCLA. Then we had the press conference, and we had plenty of emails, and folks, we appreciate that. We've got more to get to today. But then, obviously, the whole I knew, and I didn't really blow it up afterwards when we kind of recapped the press conference, Damon. I knew that what Coach Pelini said when he was asked about Tommy Frazier, you knew he was going to be asked about Tommy Frazier. And, you know, Bo actually gave something of what he wanted. I don't understand. I knew it was going to be blown out of proportion. Bo Pelini didn't say anything bad about Tommy Frazier that he wouldn't have said about anybody else. You know what? Tommy, if you don't want to be associated with this group, fine. If Coach Pelini and you don't see eye to eye, fine. If there's a new coach of the future and Tommy Frazier is okay with him, it'll be the same deal. I think Tommy's a big boy. He retweeted yesterday, I know I'm not the solution. But then this whole Deadspin thing comes out. And I was waiting to see just what the reaction would be. And it is, I'm not even going to say it's all over the board. There have been about every kind of reaction. And you knew it was going to blow up, and it's all over the nation today. But Damon Day, I don't think there's a coach in the world that hasn't said something that they didn't want people to hear. That was a private moment. And what he said is obviously pretty salty, but some people are like that and some people aren't. That's why we have elections, and that's why we have differing opinions.
You know, there's times where you just want to call it in for a day and just not show. And today was one of those days. Today was the first time I was like, you know what? I don't really want to go do Doug and Daddy because I know this is going to dominate the airwaves. And as a coach, you side with the coach side of him. You side with the coaching side. You side with the private moment type of thing. But I always go back to this, and maybe it's just, you know what? He gets paid 2 million reasons why his private moments aren't private. And his salary is paid for by those same people that he berated and cussed out and called fair weather and things like that. And now he has to deal with it. Because, unfortunately, at the end of the day, he's not paid by the taxpayers. He's paid by the people who fill up that stadium every single weekend and have done it more so than anybody else in the country, through good and through bad. And so I think that's where the dilemma comes into is, okay, it was a weak moment. It was a moment that he did not believe was being taped. But it's out. You can't get those words back now. And I think, unfortunately, that's the backlash he's going to be dealing with.
Columns everywhere. Tom Chattel, who was called out in that little tirade yesterday, he says, I harbor no hard feelings. I know where we're at. He's yelled at me before, and I've called him out before, and we've had plenty of good conversations, and this was 2 years ago.
Are you allowed to critique other guys as a radio? You know, I'm not really a radio personality. I'm more of a, you know, I've said those things about Tom Chattel, and I don't even know the guy. I've never said it in public.
That's where it's dangerous.
You know, that's the thing that I could never handle as in the positions that they are people who do it for a living as far as writers go. That's the thing that I don't know how they do that. Because, unfortunately, he may be a great writer and be able to put thoughts on the paper very, very well, but that does not make him an expert on football or other things, and that's what people gravitate to, these individuals who do eloquently put things on paper, but they don't know it. He doesn't know anything, the first thing, about running a Division I football program. Because you've sat on the sidelines and watched, and because you maybe have gotten some behind-the-scene passes, all of a sudden you can cast judgment on Coach Pelini and how he does things. So, I mean, I understand that. I'm not even Coach Pelini and in that high profile of a position, but you sit back and you know, I find myself doing it on other things just when you happen to read them, that there's an anger or frustration with that individual. But, you know, he did I thought Mr. Chattel handled it very professionally, because I'm sure that those guys go at each other's throat all the time.
They can. Just kind of depends. Again, winning cures all. In this situation, there's no doubt about it. A lot of it on Colin Cowherd, if you've been listening this morning. I will say this, and Steve Sipple here at our Husker lunch tomorrow, and I hope nothing crazy happens and that everything's tomorrow. Cunningham's 11 to 12, Doug and Daddy. Steve Sipple will be there. Hope you'll come out, folks, and enjoy a great meal and talk Husker football and listen to what Sip has to say, and you can ask your questions tomorrow.
Is he still the coach tomorrow?
I think so. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to have you on the program today. This first segment and a half is up for you. As we said, we'll talk to Coach Morris and Coach Harper a little bit later on in the program, towards the bottom of the hour. So if you've got an email you want to send to us or call us to the Bruce Furniture fan line, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550, and you can Facebook us at ESPNSuperstation.com. I think the media is mostly backing Bo on this, and I think most of the media is kind of got that sick to their stomach feeling that somebody would leak or release that tape to Deadspin and Deadspin.com. I'm not going to air it and put all the bleeps in it. You've heard it by now. My gosh, if you haven't heard it by now, then you don't care. But it's brash.
That was my assistant brought it to my attention, and I was at home when it was brought to my attention, and I had to go into a separate room since the little people were still around, and it even made me blush a little bit, and I don't exactly know how, you know, I'm not a choir boy when it comes to language sometimes, but man, it did make you blush, and context is a huge thing. Man, you see your stadium empty up at halftime, and then you come back and win. I mean, we probably got the PG version of what he was really thinking after the game, or what he told the boys after the game type of thing. And, you know, I think it was Mr. Sipple's article about snitch and a guy, you know, cowardly. And it is. It is. I mean, you know, I hope that person does feel better about, you know, themselves today for doing it. But maybe he – I don't – man, it is such a situation. it's like the situation that as a coach you don't want to deal with, because this is the last, you don't want all the drama surrounding your program, and now it's leading on ESPN, and when you got national media guys talking about your football program in this type of light, it doesn't get easier on the recruiting scale. It doesn't get easier moving forward. It doesn't get easier over your next five games, let's face it, no one is paying attention to. You know, think about it. They could win five of their next, they can win their next five games in a row, and no one is going to pay attention to it because of everything else that is going on around it.
All right, let's get to some emails. Josh, I want to go to Josh first because his isn't even about the controversy. Does anyone know why our defensive coordinator is not up in the booth where he belongs? I personally think this would help out the defense tremendously. They brought him down out of the booth after the first year. I remember there being talk about that because they thought they could communicate better on the sideline. I think part of that is Bo being able to talk to him without being talking through the headsets. So there's your answer to that. John, what do you do when no one is watching and the true mark of a man? Or in this case, when the microphone is shut off. What an absolute anti-Nebraska creep. Bo needs to go. Number one, worst home loss since the 1960s. Okay, that's the worst non-conference home loss since 61. Okay, points-wise. 38 straight points given up. Coach admitting he makes practice a strive for perfection every day with players not having any fun ever. See, that is such crap. Did we not all have fun when he smashed the phone in the meeting the other day and took him to a movie in 2 days? So don't tell me they're not having fun. I think the whole Bo Pelini thing yesterday, he must have kind of known what was coming. And he was trying to take a little pressure off. And then it's just all everything's taken to the nth extreme around here. 4, a coach that is embarrassing to the university and the fans. 5, assistant coaches that's a buddy, not necessarily position coaches. I don't know hardly any coaching staffs that you walk in and you only see them when you're coaching with them. I mean, how do you think you get these guys on your staff? Once in a while, they're blind out of nowhere, but most of the time, you've known them, you've worked with them, you've coached against them. 6, a coach that can't handle the heat from fans and acts like a junior high kid spewing superlatives about the 92,000 faithful that are fed up with mediocrity. 7, egotism is the drug that the human body administers to deaden the pains of mediocrity. Get rid of the ego, Bo. You have accomplished nothing at Nebraska. Finally, John from Kearney says, Nebraska knows the Nebraska football program is paramount in the financial picture at NU. They won't allow a hot head coach to lose the $90 million revenue that is guaranteed every season. Bad move, Bo. Let's just win and win the right way. Yeah, you want utopia, John. That's what you want. You want perfection. I love your passion. I love your email. But you're overboard. You're overboard. I said this when Callahan was in trouble, Solich was in trouble. What do you want? What do you want? You want the Lord Jesus to come down and coach his football team? You think Nick Saban would win a national championship at Nebraska every year? No! No! Nebraska fans, some, not all, don't. You're helping kill the program that you want to be so beloved. And you know what? That, what I have said before, is starting to now be spoken by others in the media and not just in Nebraska. You listened to Hurd this morning. He called Nebraska fans, some of them, hypocrites. You say you're the best fans, but then, stab in the back, stab in the back.
You know, I always look at it from the standpoint of, you know, we didn't say any of this when he brought all the notoriety to Nebraska for the ESPY and how he changed that young person's life. We weren't talking about what a trudge he was there and or how hypertensive he was, and when it was good media for, you know, the phone incident that was on ESPN of kind of breaking the ice and letting some of that pressure off. I mean, he has really been painted into a no-win situation. When he does well, it's kind of like, oh, okay, but now that we got beat by 20 or they get beat by 20, it's like, oh, end the world and shut it down, bring out the wrecking ball and make it a parking lot. I can see why he would be so frustrated to give up a rant like that, because he's painted into a corner of nothing is good enough. Nothing that they try to accomplish is good enough.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Tim in Kearney is standing by. Tim, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well, we're right here. We're here for you. I want to hear what you got to say.
I heard you quote Colin. You know, Colin's a blowhard for the most part. 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was saying how great Lane Kiffin was, and then he goes out and bashes him after he gets beat. So, you know, you got to take what he says with a grain of salt. What I want to know is, are they going to find the person that leaked this and fire him? I mean, because they're like a cancer. They spread dissension in there, man. That can bring the whole program down.
Yeah, and it's just that's where we're at, too, Tim, because I don't think, and believe you me, my phone blowing up last night, and I'm sure just about everybody in Nebraska's media is blowing up. We all have what we think are our sources, and I've heard a couple of places where this may have come from, and I found it hard to believe. First, I don't think it came from the university, because it didn't. If you understand the way this would have worked in broadcasting terms, somebody, I mean, just like producer Jeff back here at the studio, and thanks for the call, Tim, but it would have been like, we're doing our football game, we're getting ready to do our wrap for Friday night, okay, here's how the game went, and we're joking off air, getting ready, he's trying to get his stuff ready, and go, okay, now we're ready, go ahead. And then say it would have been producer Jeff, who, you know, 2 years later, I say something about any high school coach would have been even worse, or an athlete or a fan or something. And all of a sudden he thinks that, you know, maybe I'm going, I work with Matt Schick, and then that'd be cool to have me lose my job or lose some points by getting that out because we didn't get along at work. I don't know. That's who got it. Was it somebody that was working at the Husker Sports Network, or has it been passed on to someone else that would be so-called more influential, a media member? I just don't think a regular Joe would even know how to get a hold of Deadspin and get him this information.
I don't even know where you begin with it. I mean, I guess I didn't hear the audio well enough to know if where it was hit. Was it in the microphone? Was it someone was...
You come in the room, you got the mic on.
Okay.
You're going to get ready to feed. You're getting ready to do your interview. They're taping it back at the studio to play in the postgame show. And then Bo gets done and he goes back into the locker room, or he sees the recruits that are on campus, or then he's done with his media obligation. They go, as soon as they're done talking to us at the press conference, and folks, you see it all the time. You can watch it, you can listen to it, or we talk about it the next day. He walks about 20 feet to an office. They close the door, and then they start bringing the players in for the media. And they close the door, and Bo's over there with Greg Sharp, representative of the university. The female voice you hear is Chris Anderson, who's with the university, has been for years, way, way back, has been there forever. And so she's in the room, and there might be Greg, her, and Coach Plee. Maybe there's one other person in there. Maybe. But that's sanctuary. Kind of like going to confession. You're the only three in there.
Right.
I'm sure Bo had no idea that there was an open mic that was going back to somebody else, because if there is, then there has been after every game that Bo's ever been in there to do a post-game interview. Could have happened any time. There might be more tapes, Damon. There
oh,
might
God,
be more.
No. Not a scam. No.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We've been waiting. Every once in a while, we've got Bill from Deschler, who we haven't heard from in a while. Ernie from Wood River was with us a couple of weeks ago. And once in a while, Fred from Tecumseh likes to slide in and give us his take. And I don't know if he's going to talk football or the rant or everything above. Let's go to Fred from Tecumseh here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Fred. How's your heart?
What's going on?
Well, I'm just here to try and keep a little balance in the lives of Husker fans.
Well, where do you want to start? Do you want to start on I told you so, or because I want to know where Ernie's been. Ernie doesn't ever call in anymore. 2 years ago, I told you what was going to happen. Once again, it happened. You know, it's kind of like Calhart does have one good saying. You can date the stripper, you just can't marry her.
So what
you know what you got? You know what you got when you hired Colleen.
Right, right.
You knew you had a hothead.
Right.
So don't get all up and roar when he starts throwing the F-bomb around, because you knew what you had.
And I'm not. I'm not. I don't have a problem with it, because I think it's dirty. I think it was low down by whoever released this. I can tell you from sitting in this chair in a way, way different situation, I'm sure there's a couple of times I've joked around off the air that wouldn't be very nice to put over the airwaves. And I'm sure almost every broadcaster and coach could tell you the same story. But this incident isn't what we're focused on, are we? We're focused more on what's going on the field.
And that's what it should be. I mean, just because it came out and somebody got mad because we got blown out in the second half, this has been a long time coming. You know, I got to think another night, name me five programs that's worse off than Nebraska in the last 6 years in what they did. Clemson, when we went down and beat Clemson, what have they did since then?
Improved.
They went up.
Yes.
They've improved. Look at Washington. After they beat us, what have they did? They've gradually got better. Everybody that program that usually plays us usually gets better after we've beaten them. We have went downhill. Once again, I told you, when Frank got fired, the reason was we didn't want to be the Iowa State, the Kansas States, the Kansas, the Colorados. We didn't want to lower ourselves down into that group. We're no better today than when Frank was here. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Well, but you can't forget what happened in between. I mean, the program went...
Well, no, I'm talking, we can't throw Callahan in there.
I'm just saying,
I'm
Bo
just saying
had
the reason we fired Frank was because of, you know, the next coaches were going to take us to the next level. We haven't won any place.
What is... And
don't get me wrong. Like Calhoun said this morning, and he had a guy on. Nebraska people are expecting too much. And like I said, we're never going to be back to the 90s. That's down the river, gone.
No, heck no, we're not. But this is where Husker fan is. Do we have to be playing for a national championship every year? People say 10 wins, 9 wins isn't good enough. Well, I look at a lot of these programs, and you pointed out a couple that are heading in the right direction. But look at the top 20. How many have had, still, what is it, four or five that have won 9 games each of the last 5 years like Coach Pelini has done? I don't want to be Iowa. I don't want to be Iowa. And that's what I'm afraid we're headed to. I don't want to be Iowa. Iowa is the program that I'm looking at right now that, yeah, they do things the right way, but, you know, we weren't satisfied with, you know, making 9 wins, and now we went to this new Big Ten, and now they can't even have a winning record, and they struggle with Iowa State.
You know, what really gets me is everybody, and you got all your rabid Husker fans, you know, we're going to get this coach. Bo's going to bring, you know, he hasn't brought in any big-name recruiters, you know, somebody that can recruit these kids or big-time assistants. We're always getting somebody that always on the up-and-coming. Well, you're not going to be on the up-and-coming playing like this in Nebraska.
Well, I hope, Fred, that Nebraska's 6-1. We get through this. And that we at least challenge to get back to Indianapolis. And I just think most of Nebraska fans think they have no chance to get to Indianapolis. And I don't know any other fan base in the country that would have thrown the towel in on their football team outside of Texas at this point in the season because they're 1-2.
No, like I said, they're still going to win their games. But just somewhere Bo's got to sit down and look at who he's got calling plays on both sides of the ball. He's going to have to go out and get somebody that can recruit better kids because I think we got some good athletes. But somewhere along the line, somebody asked me the question, was UCLA that much better athletically than we were? I don't think so.
All right, Fred.
What do you say?
Well, that's six. I don't know. That's 6-1 half dozen of the other. I know Nebraska got beat, and I thought we kicked their butt up and down the football field in the first half. It's just that they kicked ours worse in the second half. So whether they had better athletes or not, I'm not sure. More experienced athletes? Possibly. Seen more game time, especially on the defensive side of the ball? Possibly. Fred, anything else before we let you roll?
Well, I was just going to tell him, you better tell the baseball coach to watch what he's singing in the locker room.
Thanks, Fred. Fred from Tecumseh rolls in here on the Doug and Daddy Show on the Bruce Furniture Fan Line, 888-455-ESPN.
You know, I think one thing kind of lost in this whole thing is, and this would be a fan, this would be something I would open up to the diehard, to the Husker fan, is who do you want? Who would you go get?
Exactly.
Who do you think is – I mean, you look at programs like Tennessee and some big-time programs over the past couple of years that really had to go outside of, you know, down a couple levels to just find somebody to take their job. I mean, who's out there right now that you look at and say, hey, I want that? I mean, what, Tommy Tuberville? I mean, he had some success at Auburn, went to Tech for a year. Now he's a sense. I mean, who would you go get that would be a commodity as a coach – that you think could come in and give you what you want? I don't know if he's out. I don't know if he's out. If he's out, I don't know a coach that's at an established program right now who's had established success in any of the BCS conferences that would be leaping at the chance to go to Nebraska.
I will say this, and then we'll get back to the Bruce Furniture Fan Line here. And Bo Pelini, Jeffrey, is that correct? He is currently on. He is currently on the Big Ten coaches call, and we are watching and following the Twitter and listening to what he is saying on the Big Ten weekly coaches teleconference. Anything interesting so far, Jeff?
Oh, the one that stuck out to me was that he had heard about the tape in the past, or he had heard, quotes, something about it regarding the tape in the past, but when it came out, it was a shock to him.
Well, people, I mean, I'm sure that's what I'm saying. Hey, we've got some stuff, Bo. I've heard some stuff. I will say this, and maybe this is the most definitive way to put it. I think with time, Bo Pelini can win a Big Ten championship at the University of Nebraska. But I don't think Nebraska fans want to give him time. It's got to be now. It's got to be now. It's got to be now. I don't get it. Bob Devaney didn't do it that quick. Tom Osborne didn't do it that quick. And most college football teams that were down, I mean, it's not like you walk. I mean, did Urban Meyer leave studs at Florida? Are they winning football games now? I mean, there's been more at some of these great programs. I mean, seriously. It's not easy, folks. And Mike from Gibbon, help me out. Mike from Gibbon on the Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Thanks for hanging on, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, my heart rate's going up, Mike.
I wanted to put my 2 cents worth in. I think we need to leave Bo Pelini alone and let him coach. I think Tommy Frazier is way out of line making the comments that he did. It'd be another whole deal if he was commenting about quarterback play. But from what I saw as him as a football coach, he was 3-17. So I don't think he's got any business even commenting about it. I mean, he was a great quarterback. I understand that. But why is he taking pot shots at Bo Pelini? What good is that going to do?
Yeah, it's not going to do any good. I agree, Mike. Thanks for the call. Always appreciate hearing from you, Mike and Gibbon. That's the two sides of, I guess, this argument too, Damon. Either you're with him or you're against him.
If you liked Bo Pelini before today or before Saturday, then you're still a supporter of Bo Pelini today. If you were looking for, if you had an axe to grind with Bo Pelini, then you're the guy that's screaming for his head. It's all about your perception before you went into, you know, it's all your perception of what you think he was beforehand and where you think it's. I'm more just stunned at the tipping point was UCLA. I mean, like you said, they played a great first half. I didn't see the game, but it sounded like they played a great first half. And then something happened in the second half and they couldn't finish it. It sounds like it's a tale of two games. It's not, you know. I mean, yeah, you had a lead and you lost it, but you must have played well enough to at least get a lead.
Yeah, it wasn't Southern Miss we were playing either, folks. Ryan from Minden is standing by on the Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Ryan, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm one of those guys. I'm kind of a realist. You know, and I think that everybody, first of all, like you said before, compares every coach we have to Tom Osborne. Their demeanor, how many games he won at the end, the way that he acted in front of the media, things like that. Nobody's Tom Osborne. Nobody's going to be able to come in and be like that. That is an unrealistic expectation. Bo Pelini's staff, the majority of those kids on that staff have been there since 2011. I mean, we're talking maybe a handful of guys that have been there since 2008, and that's not even that long. I mean, these guys are still trying to find their identity. They're still trying to get established a system, a philosophy, all these different things. And we've got freshmen and sophomores. We've got two freshman linebackers, number one. They're going to make mistakes. You know, we can't expect them to just all of a sudden know what's going on. I mean, everybody's learning from one another. And what happens if Bo Pelini gets fired? Do you think guys like Terrell Newby aren't going to transfer? I mean, is it going to put us that much farther behind where everybody thinks we are right now? I mean, we beat Michigan last year. We beat Wisconsin last year. We beat Ohio State 2 years ago. I mean, I would say we're making progress. No, we're not winning these huge games where we don't seem to make adjustments appropriately. But that stuff takes time to get an understanding for exactly what these players are capable and how we can use them to be the most effective in the abilities they got. They're good players. They're good athletes. It takes time, and people just need to be patient.
Exactly. Point on. Ryan, I agree with you. I appreciate your thoughts, your call. Thanks for listening. Ryan from Minden joining us here. I've said it. That's the one drawback to this coaching staff. They're young still. They don't have the years of college coaching experience under their belt. And the only way to get that is to go through the grind. Damon, our UNK baseball coach, you've told me on this program 10 years ago, you look at that and you go, huh, what? There's no way I could do a couple of those things today.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, the immense amount of pressure, the amount to the fluidity of the situation, the fact that so many different variables are outside of your possibility as a coach, from an injury to an ineligibility to a guy who commits and then you stop recruiting and then next thing you know he's visiting Miami. I mean, there's so many different things that go into it, and you know, people look at, well, what it makes Alabama so special. Alabama's is we're watching one of the greatest runs of a college football team ever. It's ever. Before they started to do some things regularly 10 years ago, you weren't even talking about Alabama. They had some 3-7s, some 4-6s, and you know, they slowly built it up, and Saban came in and is getting every great player south of the Mason-Dixon to go there. If you're anybody of anybody, whereas when we lose a linebacker, Alabama's got five more that can step in and are at that level and at that speed because of geographic location. I mean, and that's the thing, is that Nebraska was ahead of everybody so much in the 90s because of our weight room, or because of the weight room, and because of Coach Osborne and his legacy. Everybody wanted to come be a part of that. Well, now it's kind of everybody's got that. You know, everybody's got a great weight room. Everyone's got a huge facility. Everybody's playing in front of 100,000. So some of the things that made us uniquely special, everybody has now. And then you start to just look at overall talent base within your regional geographic, and there's just not as many Division I players as there is down in Alabama, down in the SEC. And I mean, the SEC is great because of their high school sports in that area and their population base. And I think that when you compare it to a Coach Osborne or you compare it to a Coach Devaney, you know, Devaney was great, and then everybody caught us then, or caught Nebraska then. Then you had Osborne was great, and everybody caught up. And right now, everybody is pretty much on that big playing field to where there's just a lot of things that, you know, what was it? I look at the kid from Stanford. There was the Nebraska kid who chose Stanford over Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's not going to have that educational background that Stanford does overnight. They're working on it by moving to the Big Ten, but that's something that's completely out of his control. And kids are making those decisions more now based upon other factors than just the weight room, the stadium, and is it sold out?
Yeah, I don't think we lose them if we're in the top five, though. Bill from Kearney is standing by on the Bruce Furniture fan line here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Well, first of all, I certainly don't agree with the Pelini's language and stuff this week, but that was kind of it's almost like the Paula Deen thing, kind of a low blow that somebody waits to bring up at the proper time, or improper time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
One of the things that I don't know if this has been discussed, but the emotional aspect of the, you know, of UCLA losing that young fellow in a traffic accident that previous week. You know, you think that coach goes into the locker room that time, and you have an emotional factor there that he could rev up that team, you know, to no end. And, you know, let's go out there and, you know, the win one for the Gepper thing. You know, do you remember this player, you know, our teammate? You know, let's get – and so – That factor, I think, enters in. And then plus, you know, if we were just a little bit complacent, being we're ahead and looking good, you know, we might have let up somewhat. But so I think that could have been a factor in the middle of the thing. But, I think they ought to just kind of ease off a little bit on Pelini and, you know, let's get the show back on the road here. So, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Yeah, the same man whose image was clean 2 months ago, and now you flip the table and go, you know. And, yeah, let's play football. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I've got a lot more emails to get to. We'll take more of your phone calls. We will have Tony Harper, Daryl Morris. Stay with us.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hey, remember back in the day when the prize patrol would show up on people's porches with big fat checks?
Lifelong dream of mine. Guess I'll just have to keep playing Powerball.
I'm not sure the odds are a whole lot better there, champ. But if you want the odds to always be in your favor, I'm talking a guaranteed win. You've got to get to StubHub today and sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards.
Love rewards and love StubHub, so?
Exactly. You'd probably be a superstar in no time, earning 3% on every purchase, a chance for seat upgrades, special perks like sitting down with head coaches for Chalk Talk. So get to StubHub today and start getting rewarded.
StubHub!
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
With lingering cloud cover and some areas of fog early on today, we'll then see some breaks of sunshine develop later in the day with a high at 80 with a southeast wind about 10 to 20. There's an isolated chance for a shower as well. I'm Paul Frobley. Right now it's 61.
If you're going through hell, keep on going.
Really?
Don't
yeah.
If you're scared, don't show
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day, getting through this different day in Husker Nation. Folks, get together with your friends. Talk about what's going on in the world of sports. Talk about what's going on with the Huskers. You can do it here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but you can also do it 7 days a week, and you can do it noontime, afternoon, evening time at the Chicken Coop. Well, why did the cannibal chicken cross the road? Because he was headed to the Chicken Coop for wing basket night. How can you blame the chicken? Because every Tuesday night at the Coop, you get a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of over 12 flavors, ranging from Ragin' to sweet or traditional, and it's only $5. Now, that's something to cluck about right there. Want to come for fun? Well, the Chicken Coop in Kearney is the place to watch all your favorite sports, play pool, darts, foosball, or arcade games with your buddies as well. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on over to the Chicken Coop every Tuesday night for Wing Basket Night, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Lunch specials every single day at the Chicken Coop. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Gary from Grand Island is standing by. Thanks for hanging on with us, Gary. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think a little historical perspective is in line here. You remember when Osborne took over for Devaney? He was not the great coach that everybody thought he was at the end of his career. I remember in the student section, I was a freshman the year he took over, and the student section used to fill the East Stadium, and the chant was up the gut, pass, punt. And I don't know if anybody is of that age, but that was you remember, Maury Damkroger and some of those guys that were in the early years of his regime. And you remember 5 years into his, we said we couldn't win the big one. We beat what Barry Switzer says was the best team he ever assembled at Oklahoma in 1978 with Billy Sims and that bunch. So you saw a progression. And the other thing you saw with Osborne, and I think you saw it over the years with Nebraska, we could take players and develop them. And what it seems like is happening nowadays, and one of the most frustrating things, it seems like we got to get a great player, we can't develop them. And that's a very frustrating thing. You saw Martinez, when things started going haywire, he reverted back to the same thing he did as a freshman, running around, making bad decisions. And you just, the one thing Osborne used to do, if you had a problem like that, he'd set you. And he'd talk to you, and he'd maybe bring you back in, but you didn't just keep making the same mistakes over and over. It's frustrating for folks. Forget about what Bo said, whether it should have been ever published or not, but it's frustrating to watch win a game early in the season, play the very same team, and get blown out of the stadium. It's frustrating to see the work ethic that we all live by in this state just seem like it's, today I feel like playing, I'm going to go like crazy, tomorrow, whatever, let's just lay down and quit. It's frustrating to see a program that can't seem to maintain a steady move from where we were with Callahan to where we want to be back in. And I'm not saying you got to win a Big Ten championship every year. I just want to be close in the big games. I want to see guys that are busting their butt. Remember who led Nebraska in tackles against that Oklahoma team? Was a kid from Columbus by the name of Pillen, I think it was. Had like 23 tackles. He never played the NFL. He was never going to be a great talent, but he was a bleed. A guy from Nebraska that bled Cornhusker red. And it seems like we are way short on those kids now. And this whole thing about what Pliny said, I'm a little bit struck by the fact that there wasn't any blowback from the people in the room with him. There wasn't any between Peterson or Sharp saying, well, you know, coach, fans, you know, they've been up and down these last few years. Their nerves a little raw. Mitigation of to try to, yeah, it was obvious he was mad. But there didn't seem like, for the people in the room, there didn't seem like there was anybody trying to say, it's okay, coach, you know, just it'll be okay. And these fans.
Jerry, you got to remember, I'll jump in on that point right there. You got to remember that those guys talk after every single game. They were seeing what coach was seeing. They were agreeing in that room for that minute and a half with what the coach was saying. They weren't agreeing with what he was, the way he was saying it. But in that rant, Bo never said anything that wasn't true. Gary, do you think he said anything that wasn't true?
I agree with you.
Yeah. Gary, thanks for the call,
remember,
man.
You remember one thing Doug Melton said, and he was a linebacker coach for a long time in Nebraska, and he talked about his early days in the program, talked about how bad they were. He said there was a petition to get rid of the coach. One of the jokes was he said they passed around. He said, heck, I signed it. So you got to have a little humor. You know, when things go haywire, look at Les Miles down at LSU. He walked in the pressure cooker down there. People said, call him the Mad Hat or whatever. You got to have a little humor to pass things off when the going gets a little rough. Pelini is way short of humor. That's why I think this rant hit a nerve with people. He doesn't have the way of passing off a degrading comment like some of the coaches have here in the past, Bob Devaney. Tom Osborne, after a while, you know, it comes with maturity, and he's not showing the maturity. The kids are not showing the development in the program, and I think that's what's frustrating a lot of folks.
Gary, we appreciate the call. Thanks for taking the time and giving us a buzz today. Yeah. Gary from Grand Island points out a lot of things. Yeah, I remember you could write to people would be sitting in the bar or at a restaurant, and they'd say, have you seen the Husker playbook? No, I got a copy of it. Then they'd pull out a bar napkin, and it would say run left, run right, run up the middle, then punt. That was it. Again, I've said it a million times. Yeah, you talked up, Damon, about the Alabama run now. How many years did it take Nebraska to get that run? 20.
Oh.
20. And Tom Osborne, as what's the word I want to look for here? As Cub Scout-esque or Boy Scout-esque as he was, his assistant coaches did the Bo Pelini jobs. I mean, they were the ones that, I mean, you can ask any of the players. Yeah, we all love those assistant coaches now, but you couldn't air nothing of what they said.
Oh, no, and I mean, and you got to remember, we were here because, or we've been brought to this moment in time by a bad hire, not by a scandal. And I think that's something to really understand is if you look at some of the other teams that have fallen, Alabama, first of all, scandal. Miami, scandal. You look at USC, what dropped them off the charts, scandal. Rarely does it happen because of a coaching hire, but this is one of those coaching hires with Bill Callahan that just didn't pan out, and Coach Pelini's trying to fix that. You don't have a void of 5 years where nothing went right and there was nothing good going for you and just recover over from that overnight. You almost have to let the kids who remember it pick other schools and graduate and now go get these kids who have no idea that the Huskers 5 years ago couldn't even tie their shoes in the same direction. So, I mean, I think there's something to be – I mean, you know, you're still paying for what happened 6 years ago. You're still feeling those effects today because that is the landscape of college football.
Not everything's meant to be heard because it hurts feelings or the truth is too tough for some folks out there. Trent says via our Twitter – Nick Saban went 6-6 in his first year at Alabama and lost to Louisiana Monroe. Fact. Twitter, Alex from Kearney, I'm just tired of national TV, humbling losses. We just need a big TV win and all will be well again. Go Big Red. Andy says, I think, Doug, I agree with Pelini and his comments about Tommy Frazier. Tommy, of all people, should have nothing to say about the coaching staff after he ran the Doan football program into the ground. As far as the audio tape goes, who cares what he said in a private conversation with someone? His comments were directed in frustration, and they never should have been heard by the public. If Nebraska would have won on Saturday, this never would have come out. Whoever released the audio is a coward. Grow up, Husker fans, and deal with it. Apology accepted, Bo. Go Big Red. We'll take a break. Back with more of your emails, your calls. We still have Tony Harper and Daryl Morris towards the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WiggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
College football is back in full stride, which means the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway is back again to change the lives of deserving students around the country. Like our 2012 SEC winner, Garrett Booker, who overcame adversity by joining the Boy Scouts and working hard to become an Eagle Scout. Garrett is using the $100,000 tuition money to fulfill his dream of making a difference in the world. What do you want to do to change the world? Go to drpeppertuition.com and tell us your story. No purchase necessary. For a chance to compete to win up to $100,000 in tuition, head to drpeppertuition.com. Must be 18 to 24 to compete. Ends December 13th, 2013. Dr. Pepper, open.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. It's
Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With lingering cloud cover and some areas of fog early on today, we'll then see some breaks of sunshine develop later in the day with a high at 80 with a southeast wind about 10 to 20. There's an isolated chance for a shower as well. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy's show just keeps on going. Comments from Bo Pelini, the Big Ten press conference today. That's a teleconference that they have with the coaches every Tuesday. Some of it just airing on SportsCenter. We've got some nuggets here we're going to get to right after I tell you how to take care of your field and make more money with our friends at TNL. Experts forecasting the continuation of the current drought. Maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. You can call Bill Shapley of Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney today, and he'll let you know all about TNL irrigation and get it in your field for 2014. TNL's proven hydraulic technology works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Bill Shapley, one of the many TNL dealers throughout central Nebraska and all 50 states and 60 countries worldwide, based out of their big-time plant in Hastings, Nebraska. You know it's good if it's based in Nebraska. That's TNL irrigation. All right, here's what Coach Pelini had to say. Pelini on perhaps losing some fan support today. I think our fans would understand the situation. I might lose some, I don't know. According to some good sources, the first part of this isn't true. What do we got there? Teddy Greenstein says, I've never pursued jobs. People have pursued me. Bo says he believes he's built up enough points with fans over his time here to earn some forgiveness. Pelini met with athletic director Sean Eichhorst, talked with Chancellor Perlman on the phone, says they didn't have a very long conversation. Don't know how to take that. Pelini says, I've had opportunities to leave Nebraska. I like it here. I don't know where that perception that I'm unhappy comes from. Asked Bo if he thought he would be disciplined. He said, I don't know. Pelini on, that's from Michael Severe, huh? Says, on the person who released the tape. Pelini says, I don't want to go there. It's not even worth commenting on. Says there may have been an agenda. Bo says he's human, makes mistakes, and he needed to apologize, saying, we have great fans. I respect them. I respect them for who they are, but I'm human like anybody else. And then said that was a conversation that was private during an emotional time. I vented in a situation where I thought it was a private conversation. And Pelini did say he had heard in the past that something could be out there, didn't know what it was. Obviously, it was a shock to me, as we said earlier. How did he respond to all the South Dakota State questions, Jeff?
I don't think there was a single one.
No South Dakota State questions? Kidding me? All right, let's see what else we've got here. Emails. This comes from Mark. Social media makes it so easy in this day and age to throw stones. Can you imagine what people would have said about T.O. in the day, about not being able to win the big one? Have we evolved from the next guy at quarterback being the most popular person in Nebraska to begging for the next big coach to come along? If we blow this up and start over, we will be in a world of hurt. I'm tired of people referencing the mid-90s, and I think it should be that way every year. The 90s are the smart kid in the class that blows the curve on a test score, so you throw it out. Move on. Are we so desperate to get rid of Bo that we lock onto a quote by someone in a chicken blank move? Tyler says, Scott Frost would be a good next coach. Embraces the tradition, young, enthusiastic coach, maybe not now, but in a few years when he's ready, if he wants to walk into this mess. Also, Josh says, Herm Edwards.
Scott Frost doesn't want it.
I don't have a problem with Scott Frost, okay, first off. But people, especially right here in our listening area of the Doug and Daddy Show in the Tri-Cities, I called Scott Frost high school football games. I called Larry Frost coach football games. Do I need to go any farther? do I need to go any farther? They are not the most beloved people in this part of the country. So what? Why should I believe that you think that that would be a great thing for the University of Nebraska? That is also harsh to say, and as I say, I've got no problem with them. But let's face it, people were jealous, or they were whatever word you want, because they did so well, and there was a little brashness to them, and there might have even been a little cockiness to them. And now you want to run that same type of character out and bring Scott Frost in. I don't know. I hope Scott does good wherever he's at. If he ends up here someday, fine. But if he ends, he's not going to end up here if you fire a football coach.
I don't think he would want it right now. If this is the reason why you're getting a job, is because
talking about getting rid of coaches.
Oh,
hate it.
So, hey, as a coach, no one wants to hear that more than me. But I'm just saying that I don't think right now with where he's at in Oregon, I don't think he'd be willing to leave that staff for the Husker program as it currently sits.
Chris in Kearney says, quit being a wuss and say that you can't berate the hand that feeds you. No one cares about the rant. People care about the way we're losing, plain and simple. We're getting some of that as well. I talked with Bonnie Kratzenstein earlier today, a former Husker who is, as we know, more Osborne than Pelini. As he said to me, he said, you know what? I don't agree with the words that were used in the rant, but you know what? This hidden agenda, releasing it now, lots of thoughts on the rant. He goes, you know, I hate that type of language. He was saying that to the fans who were booing at halftime and left at the half. He was also getting on Chattel and Chatlin, guys who had it in, or who he thinks he had it in for him at the time. He thinks paranoia might be a little bit of Bo. Everybody's worried about what he, and I don't disagree with that at all, Damon. I think he's very aware of what's going on around him, and he doesn't like necessarily being challenged when it could be demeaning to him or to his program or to his family or to his future as a football coach.
He's always defended his players, and you can't fault him for that. If you're going after some newspaper guys, if you've read the articles or whatnot, he's never defended himself with those individuals, but he will defend his players to the very end, and that may end up being his demise. But there has to be something said for the way that he does protect his guys.
Part of it also is probably he's not polished with the media. He's getting better at that. Monty went on to say, he goes, you know what, maybe Bo doesn't have what it takes to lead the program, but those decisions should not be made 3 games in, and he should not lose his job over this stupid rant. And he says, don't even get me started on Frazier. So there you go. Trent says, most of the media has turned Bo's comments into a circus. Trent, just like I said after the press conference yesterday, you knew this was going to happen. Trent goes on to say, instead of publishing his entire response to what Frazier had to say, they took a snippet of "We Don't Need Him" and ran with it. I see a lot of national media, and some local support is starting to gain momentum for Bo last night and this morning. I believe he needs to show some serious contrition and be a little emotional to show that he's sorry and that he wants to be here. And doesn't sound like Bo. Bo doesn't really kowtow to anybody, does he? And then, of course, Trent goes this direction in his final paragraph. Tommy Frazier is a bonbon away from being a 350-pound slob. He was a pathetic coach and has burnt most of his bridges outside of some former players that still kiss his fat rump. If anybody should have compassion for what a coach is dealing with, it should be Tommy. Trent, listening on the stream in Omaha. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it here. We'll save a few of these. What else we got going on, Jeffrey? Is it crazy?
Do we got time for another call?
Yes, we got time for a call. We love hearing from folks. Who do we got next on the Bruce Furniture fan line?
Tom from Broken Bow.
Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, bud. How are you?
Well, I'm going to need something for this heart rate that's beating.
I'll tell you what. They want a bad mouth, Bo. That's all well and good. And everybody is going on about the tradition of Nebraska football. The one thing of Nebraska football that has been absent in, let's go back to just before T.O. retired, continuity. What happened to coaches' staffs that hang around more than 2-3 years and then go somewhere else? You've got to have continuity in your coaching staff to develop a program. You got to have continuity in the coaching staff so kids
will come to the program, and that's what it boils down to. We haven't had continuity in coaching staff for quite some time, and that's all I have to say about that, Doug. Thanks, man.
Hey, great talking to you, Tom, up in Broken Bow. Probably hear from Postal Chuck in Broken Bow here pretty soon. I like to hear people talking about what I've said on the show numerous times. Makes me feel good. Makes me feel like
positive reinforcement.
Yeah, I guess so. People kept, I said, you know what, this is, and we can go back to Big Ten Media Days this year, where I said this is the first year that we've had any continuity in this coaching staff. A head coach that's been here a little while, an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator that's not in their first year or in a year of transition. But it is, you know what, it is not that way anymore. You know, Damon, you know how much crap has to come together to vie for anything. Tournament titles, regional titles, national titles, conference titles. Everything has to fall into place.
My brother sent me a nice message about Louisville and Sean Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Said, didn't Nebraska run him out of town too?
Yes, they did.
The fan base and everybody. Yep. And now I think they're one or two in the country in offense right now.
Yeah.
I was like, good point. But it just goes to show you that at the end of the whole thing, whether you get rid of them or if you don't get rid of them, if you do it or not doing it, continuity is very important. But at the end of the day, coaches get too much credit for wins and coaches get too much credit for losses.
Ain't no doubt.
And that's the truth of the whole crux of it.
Let's get to a couple more emails here. And we've got our poll question. Here we go. Dustin says, I remember all these a-holes that say they want Scott Frost as a coach when they were booing him all through his career and telling him he didn't measure up to Frazier. That was right up until he won a national title. Thomas in Kearney says, Bo is in trouble, yet Ned Yost might be the manager of the year. Go figure. There's a little baseball for you, Damon. A little baseball for you. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which is more to blame for the bizarre ending to Wisconsin-Arizona State? Officials or Wisconsin? Shocking that 75% would say it was the officials, which, of course, is exactly what I said. Will Bo Pelini be punished in some form for his profane-filled comments from 2 years ago? Yes, no, undecided. That's our Midtown Mart cooler question. Vote on it over the next 24 hours. Every question is up for that period, and some a little bit longer. And you can go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Will Coach Pelini be punished for this two-year-old rant? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Tony Harper, Daryl Morris next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Golic, you know how you've given me a hard time about my taste for fusion cuisine?
Yes.
Well, you're about to change your tune.
We've already got like a million different countries' foods to choose from. Why do you need to fusion them?
I'm not getting into that now. I just wanted to share with you that I've got a fusion food you can't say no to.
My hand is hovering over the no button.
Fusing bacon into a burger.
Okay, I'm listening.
Johnsonville has taken the flavors you obviously love way too much and used them to create a 1/3-pound gourmet burger. They're Johnsonville Grillers. They come in great flavors like cheddar and bacon and Swiss and mushroom.
Wait, bacon and cheese in a burger? I could do this.
Yeah, so now you agree with me. Fusion cooking is a good idea.
No, Johnsonville Grillers are a good idea. Seaweed lasagna is stupid.
Go to Johnsonville.com to read more about Johnsonville Grillers. Served with pride since 1940.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
John Callahan of Huskers Online and Steve Sipple, a columnist for the Lincoln Journal-Star, alternate Husker Lunch Wednesdays. We're upstairs in the loft at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. Put us down to do lunch Wednesdays from here on out.
You want me to invite an idiot to dinner?
You got it.
Brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Gary Michaels Clothing, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Loft at Cunningham's Journal every Wednesday, presented by a Doug and Daddy Live at 11.
Only half past 12, but I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Still taking your comments, your emails, your tweets, your Facebooks on Nebraska. This Paul Feinbaum, these SEC guys, and the guy escapes my... I think he's still on CBS Sports now, but he was there big with ESPN for a while, and I can't even remember his name. He was a blowhard back in the early 2000s. You know, zip it. Just... it's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's supposed to be about coaching football. Hastings College football coach Tony Harper patiently has waited to the end of our program today, and Daryl Moore is going to join us after that. When this kind of stuff's going on, we have no problem extending the program because we want to know what the listeners and the fans have out there. And, man, Tony, you know, every coach has been in a situation where they don't want anybody else to hear what's going on, whether you're talking to a player, whether you're talking to a member of the media, or whether you're talking to your brother-in-law in a different state.
Without a doubt, it's a tough situation.
I can't believe it. I know every other coach in Nebraska doesn't want to talk about Nebraska and Bo Pelini, but even with Damon Day here, we were talking about it. It doesn't matter what you're coaching. Everybody's been in a spot where you're frustrated, unless you have, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. If you ask my wife, I'm frustrated all the time. But, again, it's a tough situation, and that's all I really got to say on that.
All right, buddy, let's talk Hastings College football. A different type of game than what we saw in week one.
It really was. You're talking about frustration. We were a little frustrated throughout that whole game. We didn't perform very well in two of the three phases. The good thing was the kids fought back, and we retook the lead with about, 3 minutes or so left in the game on a block punt for a touchdown, and it just wasn't meant to be. We lost some contain, and we didn't do our jobs within the system, so that's what we're really working on this week.
Take me through the first three quarters of this football game, because most of the action happened in the fourth.
Yeah. Starting in the first quarter, we didn't start. We had a starting corner out. We had a starting linebacker go down. We didn't have our starting tailback. So, we had a lot of guys in positions that hadn't had a lot of live fire type of action. They came down. They got an early score on us. We were struggling moving the ball a little bit. Kind of settled down and played some good defense. Moved the ball a little bit. Got on the scoreboard with the field goal. Going to halftime, fixing things. Come back into the third quarter. I have two guys go down with season-ending injuries at that point in time. So, again, we're playing young guys again. I thought the guys did a good job stepping up. We just had a lot of things kind of fall at us in those first three quarters. And it was a combination of all three phases. Sometimes that's what you get into a game like that. We just got to make sure we put our guys in good positions. And as a head coach, that's my responsibility to do that throughout the week.
Both UNK and Hastings are breaking in some first-year starting quarterbacks here. And Matt and the offense got off to a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter against Kansas Wesleyan, but then it picked up. It didn't necessarily pick up. And so you made a change, which is a little gutsy to do. Talk about that.
Well, we were talking on the phones as a coach's staff, and I've been asked the question a lot throughout this, early season and in the preseason of, if Matt were to struggle, will you pull him pretty quick? And we talked as a coach staff. We went into that game just like we go into every game, as the quarterback is a very vital component of the entire system. Obviously, everybody knows that. Sometimes it does get a little overblown. But, you're going to have bad games, whether you're the quarterback, the center, the linebacker, the free safety. And you got to play through that. And we're trying to do that. And, a lot of the stuff that happened after we watched the film on Sunday was not Matt's fault. We just weren't on the same page as a whole unit. We thought, with AJ's experience and some of the things that he does well, that might kind of put a little wrinkle into the whole game plan. AJ was able to get us on the scoreboard with the touchdown pass, move the pocket a little bit with him. And that's kind of what we were looking for, kind of an infusion of energy. And that's what AJ brought. But I will tell you this, Matt will go into the game this Saturday against Doan as a starting quarterback.
As we take a look at the defense, Eric Wiley, legend, tackles. Talk about that side of the ball.
You know, Eric Wiley's having a really good year. You know, he's a junior. We're still trying to get our right fits. You know, Coach Long is a great defensive coordinator. I think his system is great. I have the utmost confidence in what he's doing. Just some of the times, you know, we didn't get into the right gaps. We didn't get into the right fits, and a lot of that started up front with the defensive line, and that's my responsibility to make sure those guys understand the entire scheme and what we're trying to do. You know, we missed a lot of tackles. Vaughn Thomas, Concordia's quarterback, is a very athletic quarterback. There's a couple times we had him in our grasp. We had hands on him, actually. We just missed a tackle. So I know we're going to be working on that throughout this whole season, but especially this week, and we just got to do a better job of containing the quarterback, getting our gaps, getting our fits, and doing our jobs within the system.
Let's talk about Doan. That's a pretty darn good rivalry and a heck of a team to bring in on homecoming, ranked 18th in the country.
Yeah, I don't know who set that schedule up, but I'm not appreciating it right now. But it's going to be a very tough game for us. You know, you're talking about coaches that have done a great job with Coach Franz and Coach Moore and Coach Bessler and that entire staff, from what it was before to where they're at the last 3 years. You know, they're going 8-2 every year, and they're doing some great things. They got great athletes. They really stress you offensively. They bring a lot of pressure on you defensively. Special teams wise, they're extremely fast. And what we told the guys this week, yeah, it's homecoming. I know we expect you to put it out of your mind, but let's flip the script a little bit. Let's enjoy this week. Let's come out. Let's get better. Let's fix the things that we got to get fixed and go out there and see what we can do on Saturday.
A little bit more. There's some specific matchups there that we need to know about.
Well, I tell you what, you know, first off, you look at their defense. Coach Bessler does a heck of a job. They're one of the few teams that are still running the stack defense. They bring pressure at you from all different angles. You know, they got in my opinion, one of the best linebackers in the conference, in Wallace. You know, he's a senior, led them in tackles. They got a great secondary. They just get off and they go. They play fast. That's their big thing on defense. So we're going to have to get up. We're going to have to maintain the line of scrimmage. We're going to have to get up and at least get one to two hats on Wallace a lot of the times. Defensively, they're a spread-you-out type of team. You know, they got a quarterback in Phil Hamburg who does a great job of throwing on the run. They run him a lot. So we're going to have to make sure we're getting off our blocks and tackling better inside-outside zone. So we got to make sure we're staying hard in our gaps. And special teams last year, you know, when we played them, they got a fake punt on us because we didn't do our job. So we got to make sure we understand our keys and our rules and who we got. But this is going to be an extremely tough game. They're nationally ranked, and they should be. So, you know, it's going to be very entertaining at 2 o'clock on Saturday, I'll tell you that.
All right, Tony, let's see if we can go get in that conference win column. Should be a great one, always is, between you two. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you for having me on.
Tony Harper, head coach, Hastings College. Don't forget you can hear Bronco football on 1230 AM KHAS. Pregame at 1, kickoff at 2 on Saturday. When we come back, Daryl Morris, UNK, and more on the Huskers. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be right back.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will. The Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska volleyball team remains number 12 in the latest AVCA poll. The Huskers are 7-1 in the season. Penn State is ranked number 1, followed by San Diego, Washington, Florida, and Southern California. Running out the top 10 are Texas, Hawaii, Stanford, Minnesota, and Michigan. Ohio State is 13th, Michigan State is 14th, Illinois is 16th, and Purdue is number 21. Creighton remains in the poll at number 23. The Blue Jays are currently 7-2. Nebraska outside hitter Amber Ralston has been named the co-freshman of the week in the Big Ten Conference. Ralston led the Huskers to victories over St. Mary's, Dayton, and Iowa State over the weekend at the Emeritus Players Challenge. She produced double-doubles in all three matches and averaged 3.6 kills and 3.5 digs per set. The Nebraska Kearney volleyball team has dropped two spots at number 5 in the latest AVCA Division II Top 25 poll. The Lopers are 8-1 in the season and will play host to Fort Hays State tonight. Minnesota Duluth is ranked number 1. Three teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference are ranked in the first NAIA Football Coaches Top 25 poll of the season. Morningside is ranked number 1. Doan is 18th and Northwestern is number 21. Hastings College will play Doan on Saturday. Kickoff will be at 2 o'clock at a Lloyd Wilson Field. Pregame show begins at 1 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. New high school volleyball ratings are out today in the Lincoln Journal Star. Millard West is ranked number 1 in Class A. Grand Island is 5th. Grand Island Northwest is on top in Class B. Aurora is 4th. Columbus SCOTUS leads in Class C1. Kearney Catholic is 2nd. Minden 3rd. Grand Island Central Catholic 4th. St. Paul 6th. Lutheran High Northeast is ranked number one in C2. St. Cecilia is second. Blue Hill is sixth. St. Mary's on top in Class D1. Bruning Davenport Shickley is second. Meade tops the Class D2 poll. Bertrand is third. Giltner is fourth. That's sports.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S. Go!
Lace him up.
Straight away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's pull good. It over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer. Oh, my.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How about some good news for Husker football? Fullback C.J. Zimmer has been honored for his efforts on and off the field, named to the All-State Good Works team. Senior fullback from Omaha has been a mainstay on the Husker offense and special teams, served as the inaugural president of the Uplifting Athletes chapter at Nebraska, raising money and awareness for pediatric brain cancer, two-time member of the Brooke Baringer citizenship team, also volunteered his time with team hospital and school visits, and many, many others. Graduated in 3.5 years, a candidate for academic All-American honors. We're back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Exciting time. A new, all-improved, redesigned website at thinkmidway.com. Check it out today and all the new items they have there. A lot of the same that they've had. You can still see their entire inventory. You can still see their great deals. You can still like them on Facebook. You can still get updates if you so choose. But Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac has the new thinkmidway.com. Check it out today. Midway, it's a better way. UNK head football coach Daryl Morris getting to play on a Saturday with the Lopers. It's homecoming, and they'll be welcoming in one of the nation's best in Missouri Western. But before we get to that, Coach, as always, thanks for the time. We've had a couple extra days of preparation here. And on the cuff here, it looks like your football team played better against Emporia, even though in a loss. Take me through what you thought.
Well, the first half, you know, was kind of a repeat of what we've been going through here for the last year or so. But we did play much better in the second half. We held them just a field goal, so we shut them out defensively, scored a couple of touchdowns on them, one late. So, you know, the kids continued to fight. They continued to try to win. They continued to try to get things better. And I think we may have matured a little bit as a football team in that second half.
We talked last week about going on the road, and that can do different things. Did you notice anything by being on the road with this team?
No, you know, not really. I think we are going to tweak a few things in practice. We're as a staff, we're trying to figure out, you know, why we appear to come out of the locker room a little bit slow, and sometimes that's just the personality, you know, of a team. But other than that, we had no issues. The trip went fine. The kids traveled well, and we just got to be able to put 60 minutes of football together.
Talking with Daryl Morris, Loperhead football coach. Even in the RMAC days, there's a couple of things that are different than today, and not MIAA comparison, but I know you're still concerned about special teams. Maybe the kicks aren't going in. Maybe the snaps aren't that good. Where are you at with that?
Well, you know, we had unfortunate to have a bad snap on a field goal attempt by John Lara, who is a new field goal kicker for us, who's done very well in practice and hit all his extra points the other day in the game. We're still looking to be able to kick a field goal through the uprights. We've had two miscues on those, so we got to certainly clean that up. But I think John's going to be a good addition to the program. He's very accurate. Doesn't have a great leg. He doesn't hit it from far out, but he is pretty accurate, so we're excited about that. We're still looking for a guy to return kickoffs for us. We need somebody that'll just flat bring the ball up the field and do it with some reckless abandon and see if we can't make something happen.
Talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach of the Lopers, as they get ready for homecoming this week. What about the running game right now, Daryl? Bronson Marsh, kind of by design, is going to run that football, but you still need some production from your I-backs. Where are we at?
We're still running back by committee, and that's probably going to be who we are this year. We're not overly talented. We've got four or five guys, and they're all going to get opportunities. Each one of them has a little bit of a part of the offense that they do better than others, so we're just going to have to do it by committee right now.
Bronson's improvement from game one to game two, he chucked it 51 times.
Yeah, we had to throw the football. We had to try to get back into it, and So we did throw the football probably more than what we would like to, but we're going to do what we got to try to do to win a game. So I don't get too concerned about that. You know, Bronson is still coming along. I mean, this is his second football game in 3 years, so you know, we're just going to have to live with the ups and downs of a quarterback that's trying to readjust himself to the position and also with the offense. He made a couple poor decisions. He can't do that. We can't turn the football over when we're inside the 10-yard line. We've got to make sure we understand that, hey, throwing it out of bounds or just taking a sack is better than giving it to the other team. He knows that, that no more than his arm started to move. He wanted to get it back but couldn't. So hopefully we'll continue to get better in that area, and we got to score in the score zone.
91 plays in this football game. Positive, negative, that's just the way it worked?
I think it's probably just the way it works. I mean, we're a hurry-up offense, and we're going to run a lot of plays. And when they quick strike you sometimes, which they did a couple times, you know, they don't run a lot of plays, and we get the ball. So, you know, 91 plays, 88 plays, whatever it takes.
Western State comes in. We know that this is going to be the toughest portion of the schedule over the next couple of weeks here. What is it that makes them so good?
Well, they're just a talented football team. They've got a lot of depth, and they've got a lot of skill, and their quarterback is a 3- or 4-year starter, and he's very good. They're an elite team in the MIAA, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us. There's no question about that. We're going to try to do a few things, you know, to give them something they haven't seen before, but it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
And it looks like their quarterback, as you said, has got plenty of starts under his belt, but it's not like he's chucking it all over the place, 155 yards through the first couple of games. How are they getting it done?
Well, right now, you know, he'll run with the football, but also they're just running the football right now, and neither team that they played required them to throw the football a lot, so you know, obviously they're trying to keep things close to the vest. I mean, they weren't overly concerned about Fort Hays. They certainly weren't overly concerned about Missouri S&T, and I don't know that they're going to be overly concerned about UNK. So they're probably going to do no more than what they got to do. They're probably not going to show future foes down the line, down the schedule, more than what they want them to see. So they're just going to do what they got to do to win the game.
Are they more of a defensive football team, Darryl?
They're a good defensive football team. I mean, they run very well, and they'll show you about 4 or 5 different coverages, and they got a couple of guys up front that can rush the passer. They're going to do, if they're going to bring 4, they're always going to run some games on third down, whether it's third and short or third and long. So, they're just a good all-around football team. They're good offensively. They can score. They can score in a hurry because they got speed, but they can drive it and wear you out, and then they've got a good defense as well.
Finally, Coach, homecoming, you get to get back here in front of the home crowd. Is everybody going to be suited up for you? I know it's early in the week.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty healthy, really, and that's one positive so far out of this season is that by this time last year we were pretty beat up, and this was a game where we got beat up last year in St. Joe. We probably lost 5 or 6 starters for the next week after we played these guys. So they're a physical team, and we expect that kind of football, again this week. But right now we're a pretty healthy football team. Austin Smith might not play. He's got some sore ribs, but we get Matt Berry back today. So, I hope that will translate into having some experience out there and helping Bronson Marsh feel comfortable.
All right, Coach, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck this Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Darryl Morris, UNK football. Go out and check out the Lopers. 3 o'clock kickoff for homecoming coming up this Saturday. We're winding down our time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is always how we wrap up our Tuesdays, and we're going to get to that momentarily. 888-455-ESPN. Call now if you would like to, 888-455-3776. If you've not won the last 2 months, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, this is your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. By the way, this weekend, the 2013 Nebraska Football Hall of Fame class will be honored in Lincoln. Keo Craver, Reggie Cooper, Russell Gary, John Halfcoast will all be going in. Nebraska Wesleyan All-American wide receiver Tim Beebe is going in. The Thayers of Grand Island are receiving the Swanson Meritorious Service Award. The Hanson Family Papillion will receive the Lyle Bremser Special Merit Award. So that going on this weekend as well. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to have a chance to win $25 gift card, give us a buzz at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Oh, there's some good stuff going on this weekend. Hopefully we can watch some good football and forget about everything else. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Doug.
All right, Doug. This could be an easy one. Let's find out. You want baseball or you want football? Let's start there.
Football.
Football. All right. Every single Big 12 member has played three games. Or Big 10 member, excuse me. Big 10 member. That's what we're in now, right? Every single member of the Big 10 has now played three games. How many of the Big 10 football schools have winning records?
All of them.
That's a great guess, but it's incorrect. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jack.
Jack. Oh, man, I got so many questions here to get to. I just don't even know which one to do. Who's the only Major League Baseball team to not have a no-hitter thrown for their franchise?
For their franchise?
Yep, this is the only franchise in Major League Baseball that has never had a no-hitter, current franchise.
Colorado?
No, not Colorado. That's a great guess, though. 888-4. That would seem to be right, the way they hit the ball there out at Coors. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, who's the only Major League Baseball franchise that doesn't have a no-hitter?
How about Milwaukee?
Not Milwaukee. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Rich.
Rich. Oh, man. How many Big Ten teams have winning records right now?
11.
I think that was too easy. But that's right. And we love giving away $25 gift cards. So, hey, you're the winner. Hang on the line. Jeff will get you hooked up, all right?
Thank you.
You bet. 11 Purdue, unfortunately. They're the only team that's 1-2, and they will play at 24th-ranked Wisconsin on Saturday to get conference play underway. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia every Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I think we've gotten through everything that has been sent to us. We appreciate all the emails. We appreciate the phone calls. We know that when it comes to this time of the year, it gets a little rough in Husker Nation. Don't forget, UNK Volleyball is home tonight against Fort Hays State. Hastings College Volleyball is at Nebraska Wesleyan. 7 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center for the Loafers. 7:30 for Hastings as they are on the road. Most of the talk today about Nebraska football. High school volleyball going on tonight as well in the Tri-Cities. Grand Island Northwest is at Kearney. Lincoln East is at Grand Island. Blue Hill is at Hastings St. Cecilia. So if you want to go catch some volleyball, plenty of that is going on tonight in the Tri-Cities as well. And there are Triangulars going on at such great venues like Alma and Axtell and Donovan Trumbull, Kennesaw, and SEM. I want to thank Damon Day for being my co-host today. I want to thank Tony Harper, Daryl Morris for stopping in. It is our Husker Lunch tomorrow. Steve Simple, Lincoln Journal star. He's as close to Bo as anybody. Be there at Cunningham's from 12 to 1, the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12. Enjoy lunch. Enjoy your chat with Steve Simple. Ask him anything you want. UNK offensive coordinator Andy Siegel is going to join us to preview Saturday's game. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, as we continue to keep an eye on what's going on in Lincoln as they get back to practice today. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.